This is all due to owner irresponsible ownership of dogs. Look, at the end of the day, if you have a child, you look after your child. You get a dog, you get a pup, whatever. It's no different. You get a dog from the pound, a stray, it's no different. It is your responsibility. It's your responsibility. You must look after it. It's like a family member. And if you're not willing to take the responsibility of looking after it and care for it and address all its needs and so on, exercise and walking it, keeping it safe. Another thing as well I don't like as well, in recent times, there's the larger scale of dogs as such, and wee dogs too, but particularly the larger scale of dogs, have been seen in the vicinity very close of parks and so on, where there's children at and all this kind of stuff, and on the beach on occasions. This is not on, like. These dogs, and that, as well as being leads on them, these big dogs and that need to be muscled, casting to be on the safe side. Because if these dogs take a charge, break away, some of these bigger dogs, the owner's not going to hold them, and that's the reality. If they go to a child or someone then, or a vulnerable adult, it's going to be a disaster. And as well as that, Catherine, farmers themselves will soon put a stop to it, because any farmer in the place has a legally held weapon, gun, etc., and there's many of them. They have no fear or question taking aim at a dog in their field, and believe me, if they do, they will not miss.
What can be done, though, to improve and to educate owners of dogs and improve their overall behaviours? You said it's ultimately their responsibility. And if, let's say, a dog is caught attacking sheep in a field, that's ultimately a major fine for the owner.
Yes.
People know that. So why isn't that behaviour improving? Why is it still an ongoing issue? And what can be done from your point of view?
Well, from my point of view, I think we need to go back to basics here again. Again, when I was in the younger days, it used to be an add-on pretty much every night for a long, long time. About 6 o'clock in the evening, and 6 o'clock news would have been on at that time, when we hadn't as many channels as we had now. People only had 4 or 5 channels, and everybody's watching the same thing as such. But yet this particular ad was done in a cartoon format of a dog going into the field, going into the field, killing the sheep and so on. Very gruesome, but hard-hitting, but to the point. And, you know, that kind of stuff needs to come back again.